This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Hey, listen, we've got a guest on the phone. Of course, if you've been listening to Tom and whoever for the last 3 years, you'd know that I have a favourite up there at Spring Street. And of course, I couldn't have our final show without bringing our member, the Metropolitan Northern member, Miss Fiona, Fiona Patton. Let
him,
hello.
Fiona Patton. Hello, you're going to let him call me whomever.
Yes. I'm actually in Spring Street as we speak today. So normally I'm down there with you. So I miss not seeing your gorgeous faces.
Well, us too. So what are you doing up there at Spring Street? Are you sending tweets to anyone in any parliament, or are you texting, you know, releasing anything, or no?
No, I've been trying to learn how to branch stack.
Oh, that's a
We've been going out and collecting twigs and trying to balance them, and you know, we haven't quite mastered it yet.
It's a hard job. I mean, there's not enough running this country, you know, or this state. But look, Fiona, we have you on today for a very important reason, because here at Joy, you know, the art scene, and we're all volunteers and everyone is in the entertainment industry, and they come in here and give so much time. But at this moment, we seem to be the guys that are missing out a lot, aren't we?
I know. It just, you know, not only, I mean, I just admire and love the passion of our artists and our musicians and all of those that support them. And it's just, they're just losing out. Like, they, you know, our local venues and our live music venues were the first to close, and sadly, they're going to be the last to open. And so everybody in the arts industry is doing it really tough. But what we just want to make sure is that we don't lose them while we are getting over COVID, and we're, you know, it's very scary that we might lose these venues, and we might lose all of those wonderful musicians that make Victoria the music centre of the
of Australia.
Well, I was looking at a post by Cherry Bar, which is one of my favourites, which is, you know, it's not one for everyone that listens to Joy, but it's definitely for some of us. And look, they've said that the way that it's kind of been mapped out, there's no possible way they'll be able to get any more than 20%, even if it's all pre-booked, like in the room, and that any publican would know you need a minimum of 75% to have a music venue running. What is there that they can do?
Look, we've been trying to work with a group called Save Our Scene.
Yes.
And, you know, these are people from Old Bar, from Revolver, from The Tote. And I got them all up really early. It really was not their time of the day. Except normally they'd be going to bed then, but I made sure they had strong coffee and kept them cold, so I kept them awake. But we had them there, and they said, look, you know, we don't have kitchens. We don't have tables for people to sit down in some orderly way. So we can't control what happens once the music starts.
Because they're asked to sit, aren't they? If they are going to open up, everyone has to sit down.
Toe-tapping allowed. Maybe a little finger-clicking allowed, nothing more, you know.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah, so they're not going to be able to open. And so what we've got to do is try and, you know, obviously they're having to pay their rents, they're having to pay their insurance, they're having to pay all of those on costs. The government has waived some of their licence fees, but that's only until, I think, the end of this month. So they're just all losing tens of thousands of dollars, and those debts just keep mounting, and hundreds of them are really struggling to survive. And it would just be the worst thing if we came out of COVID without our music scene.
You started a petition. So you guys, when you've all got together, you've started a petition where you actually are calling on, are we calling on the state government here? Is this what we're looking for?
We are, and I'm sure that the Minister for Creative Industries, Martin Foley, is listening right now. As no doubt the Premier is. Hello, Premier.
Oh, he's busy. Yeah, he'd be busy.
Well, I understand that the proposal, there's a proposal, and it's a very modest proposal. When you consider they're putting billions of dollars into building roads as part of our stimulus, they're putting in, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into big hotels and that have got poker machine rooms. You know, it's a modest proposal. It's sitting on the Premier's desk, and it would just be great if he was to sign it and give these places surety. But just on that petition, we've done the first round of it.
Yeah.
It's reopened again, so people are able to sign it. I think we just have to go to saveourscene.com and they'll find it. But it was the largest petition ever put to this Parliament. And when I say petition, I mean e-petition.
Yeah.
It's the largest online petition, parliamentary online petition, that the Parliament's ever received. And that was like 16,000 names in I don't know how many minutes, but not a lot.
So Save Our Scene.
We know this is important.
Save Our Scene. You can go on there. You can still get part of this because we do need to pressure that.
Yeah, so we're doing a second round.
Excellent.
So hopefully we'll get like 30,000 in this next round.
I will be on there. I think I did sign the first one as well, but I will make sure other people do, because it's being from Perth, what you come to Melbourne, it's what tourism is. If they're wanting people to come back in, we don't have the weather, we don't have the beaches, we've got an art scene and we've got a band scene. We need to protect that. Otherwise, we're just the little bars that only have
20 people in the alleyways. They're the people we want to protect. That's what keeps Melbourne alive.
And that's where all our brilliant performers start too.
Correct.
isn't it?
Look, Fiona, I feel better knowing that you are up there in Spring Street and we won't be here on air once a week to harass you people, but I feel a lot better knowing you're there.
I have a strange feeling that you will be back. I just, you know.
You never know. Well, I'm going to pop up, sweetheart. You know that. That's always the issue. Right. Warn your security. I could come back. Look, Fiona Patton, thank you so much for all your time over the last 3 years. I know you're still a friend of Joy's and we'll keep hearing your voice here for a long time. But look, go to Save Our Scenes. Join that e-petition that's up there at Spring Street. We need to make sure we protect Melbourne.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks, guys. And thanks for all the work you do. I mean, Joy is just such an important part of our lives. And you two have just been a joy.
Oh, we love you. Thank you, Fiona.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.